Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
The Warped Female Brain, and she'll help you out tomorrow at 7:50. And the actor Gary Busey will join us on the show tomorrow during the 9 o'clock hour. Friday, we have Hillman Huddle for you, the first one of the regular season. I can't wait till tomorrow night. Football finally on television. So excited. And we'll talk to Chris Hogan Friday, and we'll have the comedian Bobby Kelly in here, who is hilarious. And we'll get to LB's greatest moments of the week at 7:50. So that is all coming up on Friday's Hillman Morning Show here at WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 here in Boston.
And now it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Can't sleep, must binge watch more Ozark
on WAAF.
Coming up in a half an hour, ask an attorney with our in-house counsel so you can get your free legal advice. So text or call during Ask an Attorney in a half an hour. Now, I just mentioned that one in five of you wear your underwear for more than one day without washing it. How many, a texter wanted to know, how many uses do you get out of a bath towel? Like, are we talking 3, 4, 5?
Maybe a couple.
A week?
You get a full week out of it, LB? You don't wash them that often. You get
depends
what
you
two,
do. If you're out working and getting dirty, you need to go through a high quantity of towels.
Mrs. Hill gets on me about this because I really like using a fresh new towel shower.
Yeah.
And she doesn't like doing all the towels in the laundry all the time. Right. So she's like,
isn't that what we signed up for in the first place?
I don't know.
Sorry, Jen. Sorry. I mean, sorry. Sorry. She's my friend.
Don't worry, she's in Maine. She won't hear you. Don't worry. You can say anything you want. All right. Well, let's get to today's Hillmail voicemail messages. Here are the best ones that you have left over the previous 24 hours.
Tuesday, 6:41 PM.
There she blows. Whale ahead. Hey, Chad.
End of message.
Hey, not for nothing. I watched Jaws, the original Jaws, last night. Outstanding, man.
I got to tell you.
One of the best movies ever.
On the way back from Nantucket on Monday.
Yes.
In my friend Jay's boat. Jay had recommended. Jay had recommended that I read The Heart of the Sea.
Okay.
Has anyone ever read it?
No.
I started reading it. It's fantastic.
What's it about?
It's about how...
Money?
It's about how Nantucket... It's about how the early settlers here made their way out to Nantucket and got out there and realized that the soil was not so good for growing the crops. Mm. So they had to come up with something to do. And they basically decided, hey, there's some whales out there.
Let's figure
a way to go out and
kill the whales
in our tiny little boats and go out and harpoon the whales. And then about how they had to come up with the bigger boats to go farther to get the whales.
Oh.
And about all the things that happened these guys would go off for, you want to talk about somebody who sacrificed just as much as Colin Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these guys would go for 3 years on a whaler to go out and try to find the whales.
Yeah.
And oftentimes they wouldn't come back. You know what I mean? So If Nike had been in existence back then, they would have had one of those Nantucket Whaler guys on the ad.
Now, let's be honest. The only reason you decided to read this book is because the author is Nathaniel Philbrick.
No, it has nothing. It has nothing. It has nothing to do with that. It has nothing. It's nothing to do with
Evidently, that. Evidently, there's also a movie that Ron Howard directed that came out in 2015 based on the book.
Jeez, LB, you can watch the movie. You don't have to.
I actually saw the movie.
You don't have to read the book.
No, I saw the movie.
Did you? And it,
yeah, no, no. They
same,
went.
You think
they,
of the
no,
right
listen,
movie?
I, you know what? I don't know. I wonder
yeah,
if it's
it
the
is.
Same. No,
probably
I don't
not.
Know if it's the same movie about the same book, but it's about a bunch of whalers that went out, and they went. They were gone for so long, they ran out of food and became cannibals.
Mm-hmm.
Guys died, mm-hmm. and they ate them.
The term, the Nantucket sleigh ride, which means something completely different right now.
Yes, it does.
Down there. During Figaui, it means something completely different.
Yes, it does. So that, does the Christmas stroll.
That comes from the experience of harpooning the whale and then the whale taking off right. and dragging you in the boat
right.
With them.
Well,
which
yeah,
was,
but
you
they
know,
used to be in such small little boats.
It was nuts. That's why it's a really interesting book. The and the other thing, too, is, I don't know, did you see that footage? Channel 5 had it yesterday of the guy paddleboarding in Salisbury Beach, and he was paddleboarding along, and all of a sudden, a whale breached. And the guy like falls off his paddleboard, like in a complete panic. And
wouldn't you?
And this is, it's so amazing to me the last 2 weeks that these whales have been, that thing was right off like 25 yards off the shore in Salisbury. Do you see it right now?
Yeah.
You should share that on the Facebook page.
Okay.
If you can. Facebook.com/WAAF rocks. But I don't know if it's because, I don't know if it's because of the water being warmer.
No, you're
or,
in their house, dude.
No, but I
no,
but
it's
they,
the food.
It's
just like the sharks. Yeah. The sharks will follow the seals
right.
and the whale will follow their food source. So
yeah.
that means maybe the water's a little warmer where their food source or colder where their food source will come close to shore.
Here is a fisherman who has called the program. I don't know if it's the Gorton's fisherman, but yes, hello.
Ah, Steve on a November gale, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Steve.
What's going on, Steve?
What's going on, guys?
The whale just breached.
You got to call back.
No.
That's a jinx scenario
oh,
right
boy.
There. I just went under. Hello, Brian.
Hey, yeah.
What's up, Brian? What's up, Brian?
Hey, ALB, quick question. So the Whaler movie that you said you had seen, are you sure you're not mixing up your stories with the night you went out with Pat Verbeek at Pig's Eye Pub and they just ran out of food?
He may have harpooned. LB's harpooned a few whales in his day.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Let me tell you.
I'm a champ.
Let me tell you. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, kid.
What's up?
So I'm just chiming in about the heart of the sea. So spoiler alert, Greg, you want to cover your ears?
Yes, go ahead.
This is it's about what's believed to be a true story about the Essex. That
yes.
went out of Nantucket that was sunk by a whale which attacked the ship, almost like Moby Dick-esque.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
And the Herman Melville, a young Herman Melville, was a reporter for a newspaper.
Yes.
Who reported on the Essex incident.
Okay.
And that is where
wow.
he got the idea for Moby Dick.
Mind blown.
The great white whale, Moby Dick.
Take all my right. leg. Great movie.
Take my leg. Hold on. This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
How you doing, guys? Sorry about that. I'm on the water.
Yeah. Where are you, by the way, Steve?
I'm out at Graves Light, probably about, I don't know, 4 or 5 miles outside of Boston Harbor.
All right. What are you fishing for today?
Lobsters.
Okay.
Lobsters all the time.
Hey, what about that dude who got the translucent see-through lobster the other day? Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. I've caught in two blue in my life in the 45 years I've been fishing. But, I mean, I had one lobster that was in the harbor, and everybody caught the thing 3 or 4 times. It wouldn't leave. It was half black and half orange.
By the way, you just sent Nancy Know-It-All into a complete tailspin when you said cotton. You haven't cotton anything, Steve. All right? You didn't cotton a lobster. But
boy.
They were saying the odds of catching that see-through lobster were like 100 million to 1 or something like that. It was amazing.
Yeah, the translucent ones are very, very rare.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, on the Heart of the Sea, I read the book, saw the movie, and I just think I caught the end of what you guys were saying earlier. It's actually based on the true accounts that Herman Melville came up with the story for Moby Dick.
Yeah.
It actually is a very good factual good book to read.
Yeah, it's phenomenal so far. I mean, I just started it yesterday, so.
So you'll be done by tomorrow if you can fit it in with your busy TV watching schedule.
I love reading. I love to read.
I will say this. When we were in Jamaica, I was blown, while I'm in the jacuzzi in the pool.
Yes.
You know, balancing a cocktail on a naked woman's butt.
Yes.
I watched
the size of her. You could have had 14 cocktails on there, but whatever.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, I can.
Yeah, but
read.
She was local and she liked me.
I can read books quickly. No, I'm a speed reader.
One afternoon, he read a whole book. I was like, what?
Oh, Danielle, you're so sick.
I'm dying over here.
All right, let's finally get to today's Hill Mail voicemail messages that were left by you over the previous 24 hours.
5:35 a.m.
Yeah, Gregory, I dated a girl whose mother once told me that I was fat. And I said, yes, I am fat, but I can go on a diet. Ugly cannot be cured by a diet. How are you going to fix that?
That
relationship ended that day, unfortunately, but I stood my ground. Yeah. Have a nice day, guys.
That is a go-to line for me when people go, what happened to you? You're huge. I'm like, well, I can go on a diet. You're going to have to chop your head off.
I noticed I was a little upset. I noticed you don't get invited to the Bruins golf tournament anymore. I saw a picture of it. Oh, you got invited. You just didn't show yesterday.
No, Swooper. It's a great tournament.
They had every single Bruin that had ever played there except for you.
No, Swoop invited me. No, I ain't not for nothing. What am I going to do with my hips? I can't walk.
Yeah.
I thought you said you were surfing
the other day.
Well, yeah. Hence why I can't walk.
Oh.
So, Swooper's like, hey, just, come by for the dinner if you can. You know, not for nothing. Anybody out there that wants to play in an incredible tournament, all the current Bruins play.
Yeah,
all the alumni
great.
Play. Bjor's there.
Oh, there was a picture of it on I think it was on the Bruins Instagram, and everybody was there. It was great.
5:49 a.m.
Actually, I am LB's therapist, and he is the reason that I drink.
End of message. 6:01 a.m.
So Charlie Baker last night won essentially 4 more years after clinching the Republican primary last night. But the real question is, does Gregory have 4 more years left in him to do breakfast with Baker? Guy, does that mean we have to renegotiate?
End of message.
A couple things wrong with that. Number one, Bish called that in earlier and then left. Did he leave?
He probably left the Hill Mill first
and then got the
opportunity for the call, and our assistant producers probably just didn't pick up on the duplication of content.
But wait a second. So Bish is now, when he thinks he has some good material, he's leaving a Hill Mill voicemail message and then calling it in live also just to make sure that it gets on?
If I can make an obscure reference to the first season of Ozark.
That's okay.
When Dell talks about, Aunt Carlotta, the woman who stole, and he tests Marty Bird and asks if it's the first time she stole, and he said, no, it's the first time you caught her. I don't think he's now leaving Hill Mail and then calling it. I think it's the first time we've caught it.
Okay.
Come on.
All right. Okay. All right.
6:12 a.m.
Today on the Hill Man Morning Show, we learned about curving. Now, to most people, it will sound like marriage 29 of the 30 days a month.
End of message.
Curving.
Yeah.
New thing where somebody feigns interest in you to be manipulative and then doesn't really respond. They don't ghost you.
No.
But they respond much later. So you might text somebody, reach out and say, hey, what's going on? What's happening, Karin?
Yep.
Remember when we were Remember when we were camp counselors together? I don't know if you heard or not, but John Wade is going to be playing live in the studio, and then like 3 hours later, you get like a thumbs up
and
emoji,
and
that's called curving. And people are doing that to other people just to be manipulative and mean,
right?
So
7:06 a.m.
a morning show. No spoiler here. But moving forward, the news girl shall now be referred to as Darlene, as she too is in dire need of a baby.
End of message.
What? You guys are just throwing too much out there, and we don't appreciate it.
7:06 a.m.
Ah, hell dog. You know, if you're running, I'd vote for you, right, big fella? I mean, of course, I can't vote, you know. But, you know, I'd vote for you if I could, but I can't. Even if I could, you honestly think that I'd be registered to vote? Do I look like a knob?
End of message.
LB, you don't vote, right?
I'm not allowed to.
I thought you were. I thought you were a citizen.
No,
oh,
I'm
you're
not,
still
no,
in the process.
I'm a resident alien. Okay. I think I got 2 more years left.
2 more years left, resident alien.
Then I got to put the hand up, take the Pledge of Allegiance. I was answer like.
I was a little upset because they didn't have any stickers at the center school in Stowe. Saying,
you didn't get the I voted
no,
sticker?
No, I wanted, a, I,
you
I
wanted to
wanna,
post that on social, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I wanted a sticker.
Guilt trip everybody?
I wanted a sticker that said I voted, but they didn't have any.
6:57 a.m.
Dear Ask an Attorney, my nuts accidentally fell over my neighbor's fence, crushing her prize-winning gazelles. Would this be considered an act of God, much like my nuts are?
End of message.
Missed that.
You know what they ought to do when it comes to voting?
What?
They ought to have food there.
There ought to be
free buffet.
No, there should donuts
be,
where I go.
There should be free food. I think more people would vote. Only 25% of the people who could vote in Massachusetts voted in the primary yesterday.
Yeah.
And so I think if they had like a buffet going,
yeah,
like a breakfast buffet,
yeah,
or
that'd be
a lunch,
great.
Make your own sandwich, like a deli
yeah.
platter or
oh,
something
I
like
that.
That. I think that would improve the amount of people who would vote.
No, because then you'd have the repeat voters we all hate.
Yes.
Oh, no, I wasn't here. I'm just going to grab another roast beef sandwich.
7:18 a.m.
Yeah, I think Greg should have to donate $1,000 every time he gives something away from Ozark Season 2. $1,000, Greg, every time you want to give something away. Pay for it, brother.
End of message.
I've been about an hour spoiler-free on Season 2, and I'm going to stay that way till the end of the show.
7:27 a.m.
My mind just completely exploded. What is going on? LB just said, you have to do what you have to do to keep your job. The guy who can't figure out where to go for his job sometimes is trying to tell somebody how to keep their job. What planet am I on?
End of message.
Well, clearly, he doesn't need to know what to do to keep his job because it happens by default.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh yeah. Really? Shock and surprise. Call the papers.
All right. I don't know what this text means. 954. Text message. Where's that from, Danielle?
That is from Broward County, Florida.
Wow.
It says, Greg will do breakfast with anyone. What is that in reference to? I mean, it is
You're
true.
You're fat?
Yeah. It is true. I will do breakfast with anyone.
Except a plant-based quinoa bowl loving.
No. Listen, I enjoyed Eggs Benedict on 2 of the holiday breakfast days. Whew. Over the weekend. I had it Saturday with Julia and Mrs. Hill up
yeah.
At the Best Western in Canton, New York.
Okay.
And I had it Monday before departing Nantucket. So, and by the way, the price differential, quite large.
Yeah.
Between the...
$40.
Do you think?
Between the... I went...
You know how much it costs to ship eggs to the island, kid?
You only get a half English muffin.
Do you ever stray? Do you ever stray? Do you have another go-to?
No. I love Eggs
Benedict.
I'm
just an Eggs Benedict.
I love Eggs Benedict.
Oh, I thought you were asking if he was going to the vineyard instead.
No, never. but I foolishly, you know, I'm frugal.
Cheap.
And so when we decided to go over there on Sunday, I said, you know, because I jumped onto my friend Jay's boat.
Yes.
And so I said, you know what? I'll grab lunch for everybody when we get there.
Oh, yeah.
And
then you were immediately regretted that statement.
And then you jumped in the dinghy.
Would you like
and took
to
off?
Would you like to guess the price
oh.
of 3 lobster rolls
oh.
at Crew? on Nantucket. Would you take out three of them? Three lobster rolls.
$117.
Please.
Is that low?
You are almost on the mark. The lobster roll, $36.
Oh, wow, so close. $36 each.
Were they like the ones from the Raw Bar in Mashpee?
Not really.
No?
No, not really. I thought the thing was going to get up and do a lap dance.
It should have.
For $36.
Oh, my God.
Very important question. Yes, and I feel like I know where this is going to go because it's A, Nantucket, B, rich people, and C, a lobster roll. Was there anything accompanying the lobster roll, or was the $36
for
the roll?
It was only fries.
Oh, you got fries.
They were French fries. That was about it.
God.
There wasn't much else. All right. Thank you for participating today during Hill Mail. The weather this hour is brought to you by Account Temps, and it is going to be partly sunny today, but the temperature is going to be in the upper 80s. 88 is going to be the high today. So, and we're going a couple of muggy, moisty days back to back here.
Weight loss program.
It is 74 right now here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. Demand for top talent is at an all-time high. Account Temps can help you find highly skilled temporary accounting and finance professionals who fit your needs and hit the ground running. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
Argent Half company?
What? let's see. Here's somebody who says, how close was the boat to capsizing when you jumped on it?
They put everyone else on the other side.
Yes, right.
So it evened out.
It was a little choppy coming back. I don't like the choppy seas.
Do you get seasick?
No, but I'm just not a fan of the. I'm not a fan of the rough seas.
Do you wear a life jacket?
I do not wear a life jacket.
Is that because you need a life jacket extender?
I would if there was one that fit. Yes.
Oh.
I want some floaties.
If there were one that fit, I would wear it.
Have you been running?
Not as much as I don't. In the really hot weather, I don't do the run.
You'll die.
I don't do the run. You'll literally die. But I'm going to have to get ready. The next 5K will be the Stowe turkey trot thing on Thanksgiving, so I'm going to have to get ready for
that. Can't you do the gym on the treadmill? You're not a treadmill guy.
I don't like the treadmill.
Get the woodway.
Yeah, but you get the hot chicks.
LB, take the hook out. Greg is about health, not looking at women at the gym.
Here's a texter who says...
What?
Could I just point out how much I appreciate Danielle's bird noise when Greg says he's frugal? How does that
Cheep.
You want to get to some news, Danielle?
I suppose we could get to news.
The news this hour is brought to you by...
Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code WHEEL for $10 off, like a baby wheel. Spot Hero. Park smarter. I'm kind of curious to know what people think of Nicki Minaj's comments about sex. She was on Ellen yesterday, and she was talking about the very high standards that she sets for people that she dates. Now, not when she's in a relationship, just kind of casual friends with benefits dating scenarios.
And she has high standards for this.
Yes, she expects to be pleasured three times a night.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Seems a little excessive, even for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, what about the sleeping part of it? Aren't you immediately supposed to go to sleep after you're done?
Right.
As a man?
Yes.
And what else? Any other?
I also thought it was weird. She kind of echoed my sentiments about cuddling, because she says no cuddling after sex.
You don't like cuddling.
I enjoy right after sex, don't touch me.
I gotta stop breathing heavy.
I'm sweating. I got a cramp in my quad. Just give me a couple of minutes.
Are you breathing heavy because of the exercise that you actually got?
I'm doing work, baby.
Getting the rhabdo.
She doesn't want anything like that whatsoever.
No.
Right?
If you have someone that you don't see on a regular basis, it's not like if you're living with the person and you see them every night. But if you see them, twice a week,
mm-hmm.
then three times a night. When I see you, three times a night.
Okay.
And if you can hang, goodbye. Really? I'm not wasting my time.
When you say three times, is it spread out over the night or just three times right away?
It has to be, no more than a half an hour between each thing.
Uh-huh. No more than a half hour.
And then I understand you don't enjoy being touched or cuddled afterwards.
I hate cuddling after. I hate every man who likes cuddle. It's like, you know what it is, Ellen? It's like, once I get mine, if I feel really, really great, leave me alone. Go away. Go and make me some food or a sandwich or something.
Go make a sandwich.
Go make a sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Yes, no. Nikki, yes.
I guess she...
a sandwich and make me one while you're at it.
She does echo your exact feelings on this.
I'll cuddle during a non-sex time, like, you know, just kind of on the couch watching TV. That's a good cuddle option, or maybe a little before sleep. But eventually, I've got to do the roll away. Mm. Now I need my time, you need your time. If you want to go sleep in the other bedroom, I'm fine with that, too.
I'd have a hard time getting through three times with her. She's nasty.
What?
No way.
Oh, my God.
I would definitely make the attempt.
Did you see that? Oh. Did you see it yesterday? I watched it. She's got orange hair.
Well, yeah. Of course you were available.
She's got, like,
of course you were available during the day to watch Ellen.
Well, of course. That's the versatility of the job.
While America's working, while industry is moving, you're watching Ellen on television at the garage.
She trowels her makeup on, which I'm sure she gets paid like gazillions of dollars to use some company's makeup.
But some people think that she's attractive.
Not even close.
Is she going out with anybody famous or anything? I would assume that she's.
Think so.
No,
because no one wants to hit that.
Here's somebody who says you're giving them boners 1 through 11 by talking about after sex cuddling, Danielle. I don't know why that's a turn on for them, but I guess it's just because
it's a turn on because it lets you out of the obligation. I don't want to cuddle after. It's like you're just laying there. There's probably a lot of stuff going on. You might need to get up and run to the bathroom. The last thing I want to do is roll into you and wrap my legs around yours and be like, oh, babe, sweat all over me. That was hot.
What about cuddling during the night?
That's fine.
Okay.
But again, it's the beginning of the night. Or if you do the nice, you can do like the little kind of back-to-back, butt-to-butt thing. Or if you want to roll over and spoon me with the arms around me.
Yeah.
I'm good with that for like 5 minutes. But again, time to roll away. There's
really
a time limit. I don't understand.
I feel
couples
like you have some
sleep.
Sort of like issues here with.
Yeah, I can't sleep with something like attached to me.
Well, there are
that's
a lot
my
of
issue.
Listen, I
get
tell
hot.
You, there's a lot of women that are listening who are texting in and saying that they love cuddling. They would prefer cuddling to the other part of it.
You're not having the right kind of sex then.
I will just give a heads up to all the men out there: have sex, foot rubs are key. Grab the lotion. Throw the, you know, have some sex,
right.
Hit the couch, grab the lotion,
right.
Let her lay
rub.
Down. She gets a kick
right.
back, wearing some light clothing, probably put the pajamas on, and you light up her calves and a nice foot rub.
LB, obscure reference on that. Marcellus Wallace threw Nikki Rockahora out of a second-story window because
right.
he gave his wife a foot rub.
Right.
So be wary
right.
of that.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Here's somebody who says, Danielle, will you marry me? There's a
no.
man who does not like yeah. doing the cuddling, I guess.
I'm occupied, but thank you.
As, here's somebody who says Eminem is going out with Nicki Minaj. Is that?
Oh, because he has a new album out.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
That was rumored, like, I don't know, a couple months ago.
It was?
Yeah, yeah.
Mike Shue's got his pulse on the his finger on the pulse of the rap community.
Yes, he does.
I like
does,
Eminem.
He does a lot of reading on the rap on what's going on in the rap community. Francoise, where's my rap magazine? Did it arrive yet? Is Hip Hop Monthly here yet? Well, Shue, have you listened to the new Eminem album?
The first three songs.
Yeah.
That's all I had time for. But it sounds good. I love it. It got panned by a couple of critics, but I don't know what they're talking about. I'm a big fan.
Yeah,
so awesome. I'm a little biased.
I believe that some people are upset because he still is using some homophobic slurs.
Yeah,
he is.
He's coming on hard.
Yeah,
it's really it's tough. Don't let your kids listen to it.
All right. Well, coming up, it is Ask an Attorney. And we will get all of your legal questions answered for free. I don't know if you know this or not, but starships were meant to fly.
Let's go to the beach, eat, let's go get a wave. They say what they gonna say. Have a drink, clink, found a Bud Light. Bed like me, it's hard to come by. The Patron, oh, let's go get it down. The sound, oh, yes, I'm in the zone. Is it 2, 3, leave a good tip. I'ma blow all of my money and don't get too. I'm on the floor.
you can call or you can text on the text line for your free legal advice from our in-house counsel, Larry Army Jr. Good morning.
Free legal opinions.
Opinions.
Come on, you know, you got to get this right,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, we got to get this right. Yeah, we do need to get the legal disclaimer in there, and that is that Larry is here providing an opinion-based service. He is not officially serving as your attorney during this segment, right, Larry?
Now, having said that, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, everybody?
Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Hollywood.
Here's a text. Do you need to hire an attorney if you were in an auto accident? I was hit by a woman who rolled through a stop sign, and the insurance company wants me to settle.
So you don't need to ever hire an attorney. That's really not the right question. The question is, should you hire an attorney? And, you know, for personal injury claims, Greg, there's no payment unless the attorney is successful. So if you're going into a deal and the insurance company is offering you X amount of dollars, you know, what I would tell somebody is, you know, talk to the attorney. They don't charge you for an opinion as to what they can do for you. They won't charge you unless they're successful with a recovery. And there's some shops that will take off what you've already been given as a negotiation from that contingency fee. So if you get $5,000 and let's say it's a third, you know, they're not going to take that $1,500. It'll be over the $5,000 you get. And quite frankly, you should always hire an attorney when you have a personal injury claim because they know what cases are worth. They know what insurance companies are looking for. They understand what documentation they need to provide and the narrative that needs to be given.
Here's a 978 text. Can I file bankruptcy and still keep my brand new car?
I love that.
Maybe you should not have purchased
the
brand new car.
The question is, how did you acquire that car with such crappy credit?
Yes. Asking for a friend.
Yes, everybody's asking for a friend, LB. The answer is potentially.
Okay.
When you file a bankruptcy, Greg, this is an interesting question, one we haven't really talked about here. When you file a Chapter 7, for example, as an individual, all of your debts go away that day. Nobody can collect against you. No lawsuits pending can move forward. Everything is frozen. And for all intents and purposes, all of your debt goes away. Now, having said that, there's a lot of people that have a car or that they have a house, for example, that they want to keep. You can always affirm those debts. So that means that once the bankruptcy goes through, any debt that you affirm is still a valid debt. It's not wiped out by the bankruptcy. Now, interestingly, if somebody comes into my office for a bankruptcy, we always tell them, hey, where's your car at? Do you have a house? Go buy a new one immediately. Because you're not going to be able to get one for a couple of years after that until you rebuild your credit. So it's actually a smart move, believe it or not, buying a new car. You just have to affirm that debt. You're not going to get the car and get away with not getting the debt.
And if you're a homeowner and you're not currently thinking about bankruptcy, do you recommend homesteading your home anyway?
100%.
And, okay. You know, people might not know that you can do this.
So a declaration of homestead, Greg, and that's a great point. I know your dad was a real estate attorney.
Yes.
Did a lot of this stuff, so you have knowledge that others may not. So great job with this one, because again, this is something we haven't talked about. A homestead is a very simple document that you record in the Registry of Deeds, and it gives you a certain amount of protection on your equity from creditors and bankruptcy. It's a great thing to have.
So they can't come after and take your home. You know,
they can come after you, but they're not getting
it. They're not going to get your home.
Correct.
So, and anybody can do that. And you probably should do it just in case for
every
the future
single
or
person
something.
That does yes. own real estate should, and it's their primary residence, has to be their primary residence, should 100% have a declaration of homestead on that property.
Let's see, where is this one? This was a good one. If a student athlete gets injured during a school sport, is the school responsible for the medical bills?
LB's chomping at the bit here. You want to take the first stab at this, buddy?
I can see it in your face. No, you're the professional.
Look, with any sport, there is an assumption of the risk. You're assuming some kind of an injury. When you step foot on the field as a parent, when you have a minor child and you're letting them play, it's the same thing. Now, I will tell you this. Your health insurance, if you have health insurance, is going to cover that. If you don't have health insurance, you probably have some ability to go after the school for meds. You know, it depends what level it is, too. You know, for example, colleges, Greg, they have medical trainers on staff. They have physical therapists on staff. So a lot of those schools take care of it by themselves.
I have a question on that. I just signed a waiver for my daughter to participate in sports. Will that hold up?
No, I'm just trying to figure out why I didn't review that first. Oh, look at that face, Greg, huh?
Yes. Here's a text from Jacob, which says, can the government take my land if I flood it myself? Wait a minute. Excuse me.
Would you stop?
You know,
technically it was mentioned at the end of one.
Sorry about that.
I actually thought we were going to have an eminent domain question there for a minute. I was like, wow.
Sorry. Hello. I made it for 2 hours. Hello, Caroline. Hello, Caroline.
Hello.
What's up, Caroline? You're on Ask an Attorney with Larry Army Jr.
Great. Okay, so here's our question. We have a house guest that has lived with us for about 3 weeks. No contract, no lease, no rent, no exchange of goods or services in lieu of paying rent, and we want to kick her out. So at what point does she legally become a tenant and have tenant's rights, and what's the easiest way for us to get rid of her?
Is she like a friend or like a college friend or something that you let live there? Or
yep.
Okay, this is a disaster.
So
she's a friend. You said, okay, fine, move in with us, and now she won't leave. Okay,
she's a nut job. Yeah.
Okay, what rights do they have, Larry?
So did you bring her in to live with you, or did she come to visit? That's the first question that I would have.
We said she could stay with us until she got back on her feet.
Well, that's a mistake.
Is that a mistake?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, this is interesting.
Huge.
So,
huge mistake.
I mean, look, you know, kindness is often seen as weakness. I don't subscribe to that theory.
Yeah.
I think it's nice what you're doing, but, you know, here's a classic example of you do something nice and you tuck it right up there.
So I want to sell the house just to get rid of her.
Is it going to be really hard for them to get her out?
It's always difficult to get somebody out. I think it's a little bit easier because she hasn't paid rent and she's not doing anything. Basically, she's a house guest is the way that I would look at it. I think that your first step is to go down to the local police department and get a no trespass order. You have to file that in the local police department. You can get a form at any lawyer's office. They can grab one for you. I even think for something like that, you can go to Google. So I would start with a no trespass order. You got to file that in the local police department and have her served with it. And let her know that she's a trespasser on your land. I mean, I always try to go with the less expensive route before we start going into the eviction world. So let the police handle
it. Right.
Now, they're probably going to tell you it's a civil matter.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do.
That's what the police are going to say.
Yeah. But having said that, if you take the right steps, I'm not really sure it is a civil matter. And I'm not sure that the police are going to actually do anything on it, but it's the first step.
Okay.
Wait. Don't hang up.
Yeah.
Some advice for you.
My associate, LB.
LB at WAAS.com.
I'm an intern over at Hollywood's office. Number one, lock the bathroom. Number two, don't allow her to put food in the fridge. Number three, do everything that she hates while she's in the house and she will leave. If she can't eat, don't allow her to use the stove. Then she's going to snap. She's probably going to assault you because you won't let her eat. Then she's going to get evicted.
These are all things that LB has done to people that he was, or have been done to LB when he was a guest of somebody to get him out of their
house.
So didn't you think the next number on that list was going to be get a cage in the basement?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Larry's advice, but thanks, LB.
Okay.
Wow. All right.
Good idea. I agree with you.
So you even have to be, this is what we learn on this segment, which is Ask an Attorney, that you even have to be careful about being nice to somebody and allowing them to move into your home.
How many times, look, most of the issues that I've had in my life and my business were from quote-unquote friends.
Yeah.
You know, when you try to take care of somebody, you give them a discount, you don't charge them if they're family. Those are the ones that always come back around.
Here's a text for Ask an Attorney, which says, I have a court order that says I have exclusive use and occupancy of the house I live in with my kids, but my ex won't leave. What can I do?
Maybe she loves you.
maybe she does.
Maybe she loves you. Well, what you do actually have options. I would first of all talk to your attorney. It sounds like you were in court, so you have a court order. So talk to your attorney. I'm sure they're going to tell you the same thing I'm going to tell you. But number one, you have the option, if it's a court order, that you can file a contempt against your spouse, your soon-to-be ex-spouse. At that point in time, you can ask the judge for an order of possession. And after that, if they're still not getting out, you can typically go to the housing court. It's a lot easier to get somebody out with a court order from the probate court and a judgment of contempt versus going through the eviction. One thing that we have done in the past, if somebody won't do something that the court has told them to do, you can oftentimes ask the court to impose a fine, a per-day fine. So, for example, every day after the seventh day that this person stays in that house, we're going to charge her a $250 fine. That gets people out quick.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting text. Along those same lines, we have fired a sales guy at work 3 times, and he just continues to show up the next day and work. What can we do about that?
I think that's awesome. Think about that. I fired him 3 times, and he comes into work three times. Like, so did you really fire him?
He just comes in the next
that's
day.
You know, you're fired. All right, I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah. So
that's a George Costanza move.
Well, no, but it's least stress to just be uncomfortable at work to have your wife know that you don't have a job
anymore. Can you think about for a second? Let's think about what that boss looks like or sounds like or acts like for somebody to say, oh, no problem. You're fired. I'll see you in the morning.
What should they do? They should get an attorney?
They should probably get a new boss.
Okay.
Let's fire the boss because there's no control over there.
Yeah. This is Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What do you got? What do you got?
All right. So a few years back, my brother, he had his daughter with this girl. But after a year of his daughter being born, she took off to Alabama.
Yeah.
So he wasn't able to be around for any of it, you know? So like 8, 9 years later, she pops back up in town, and it's like, hey, you know, I'm here. But the only thing is, she won't let my brother say that he's the father.
Okay.
But he misses her, so what is he supposed to do?
Okay.
So a couple things. First of all, what he really should have done, if you reside in Massachusetts, in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, for a 6-month period of time, then Massachusetts has jurisdiction. So we're a little late on the first part, but I'm going to give it to the listeners anyways in case this happens to anybody else. So if she leaves, you have 6 months to file an action in the Massachusetts courts and get her served, and then Massachusetts would retain jurisdiction. You will get an order to have her come back with the child. Chances are she won't do it, but at that point in time, you can go to the issuing state, Alabama, and you can certainly get that court order approved there and have her returned. Now, here we are nine years later. What your brother should be doing is filing what's called a 209C complaint to establish paternity. Demand a genetic marker testing. I don't know if he was on the birth certificate or the voluntary acknowledgement of paternity, but that's also evidence that he's the father. But the genetic marker testing is going to show it. There's one issue. When you have a child born out of wedlock in Massachusetts, the statute says that child support can go retroactive to the date of birth. So if your brother goes in after, and by the way, this is not a reason to not see your child.
Right.
Because I do think that in this particular set of facts, it'd be hard-pressed for a judge to go retroactively 9 years back for somebody that had nothing to do with losing his kid.
But the judge could go back and say, you owe all of this.
You owe 9 years of child support.
Oof. My ex and I raised 2 dogs together from puppies over 6 years ago. Now she is keeping them from me. Should I take her to court for custody or visitation rights, and is there a chance I can take the puppies from her? The dogs are registered in her name.
Good luck.
Yeah, exactly.
How about get a life, dude? They're two dogs. Whoa. Go buy 2 more dogs.
Somebody takes my dog.
Get the hell out of here with that
go
nonsense,
buy a couple
Philby.
Of puppies,
he
and you'll be fine.
No, you have no soul. No soul.
Are you kidding me?
Well, look, at the end of the day, if they're registered to her, then she's the owner. I mean, it's really that simple.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you can't go to court and you can't try to sue under some equitable principle.
Do you do a lot of divorces where the custody of the pet is a really important part of the settlement?
Oftentimes, it is an issue in these cases.
Is it the most important part of the settlement, oftentimes?
Once you get through the kids, the animals are, you know, that's a pretty tumultuous topic.
Yeah. You need a pet prenup is what you need.
I once had a case where we resolved everything. These people were ultra wealthy. Children was an issue. Everything was an issue. We finally resolved everything except for who got the dog. So we literally had a trial on who gets the dog.
I love it.
Who won?
Rich people.
Who won? I won.
Oh, no.
I got paid.
You won. Yeah. You won.
And the judge lost.
By the way, for the record, I'll tell you what you do in that situation. You let the dog go with the kids. Wherever the kids go, the dogs go.
Yeah, right.
Everybody wins.
Yeah, right. Everybody wins.
Right.
Here's a 978 text. My husband and I are going through a separation. Can I tell him to leave the house?
You could tell him anything you want.
Does he have to leave the house?
In Massachusetts, there is a statute that addresses this issue. For you to have him vacate the marital residence during the pendency of a divorce, you have to show that there is an imminent mental or physical fear that he provides to you. And even then, you only have 90 days that you can have a vacate order in place. You have to go back every 90 days and prove that you're still in fear either of your physical health or your mental health. Having said that, it happens all the time. Look, I tell my clients, if somebody wants you out of the house, barring children being present there, that changes things. It's either you get out now or you wait a month until she tries to get a restraining order against you and you
and
deal
get
with
out
that.
Right. Here's a 978 text. I own a home. Sorry, 774 text. I own a home. I purchased it in July of 2017. In January of 2018, I put my girlfriend's name on the deed, and we have now just broken up, and she is giving me a hard time about her name on the deed. How can I force her to remove it?
This person's not going to like this answer. First of all, you should never do that. You should never,
ever
just give away half your house. Yeah. If you're going to, I have at least five people that I'm staring at that will take it. And you'll take it, right?
Of course. Yeah. So never, yeah. This is a really important thing. Even if you're madly in love with somebody, Don't ever put their name on the deed of that house if you own
it. I mean,
that
if you're
house.
Not having the commitment of a marriage, then why are you going to have the commitment of giving somebody your house?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, so, the bad news is that, you know, if she's not willing to sign that over to you, the only thing that you're going to be able to do is potentially file what's called a partition to partition, which is an action in Massachusetts that you bring in the land court or the superior court. And basically what they do is they sell the property. They appoint a commissioner. Commissioner finds a realtor. They go out and they market the property for sale. You may be able to get the right of first refusal, but whatever's left, she's going to get half of. Whatever the deficiency is, you're going to pay half of.
This is Mike on Ask an Attorney. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, Greg.
What's up?
Not much. Larry, I have a question for you.
I got
you. If you purchase a house when you sign the note in a blue ink form, does a bank have to show that to you before they foreclose?
They do have to show that they have the note and the mortgage. There was a case that came down. There was a whole bunch of cases that started in Massachusetts probably about 8 or 9 years ago. The first one was a case called the Abanez case. And basically what that said is when a bank forecloses, at that point in time, there was questions about who held the mortgages because a lot of banks would transfer the mortgage to a holding company called Electronic Recording Service, but they wouldn't have the note. They would only have the mortgage that they were servicing. So the courts came down and said, look, for you to foreclose on a mortgage, you have to have a valid debt behind the mortgage, which makes common sense. And the valid debt being the actual note. So, yes, the short answer is you're entitled to a copy of that note. When you got your initial foreclosure notice, the bank says, hey, look, this is an attempt to collect a debt and you have 30 days to dispute this debt. What I would tell my clients always is dispute the debt. Tell them that you want proof that the debt exists, at which point in time there's a time limit that kicks in for them to respond to you with those documents, for example, the note.
Hmm. Okay. Here's a 978 text. Due to DNA testing, I just found out who my father is. Ooh. I'm in my 30s. Ooh. Is he liable for back child support?
Wow. That's just great. You really love your daddy, huh?
Yeah, right?
Oh, my God. So times are tough? That's what you're saying?
So, you know, this is an interesting question.
By the way, is your daddy Lyndon, former Boston Bruin?
I guess you should ask that question, right? I mean, I may have a conflict here.
To everyone out there, I've never missed a payment on any kid I ever had.
Ever knew you had.
Yeah. Ever knew you had. I paid up on everything.
What was the question after that?
Is there back child support if you find out who your father is due to DNA testing?
When you're
30.
So the interesting thing is, again, I'm going to go give you a story based on some cases that I had. So I had cases where there was parents that said, hey, you know, you're on hard times. Don't worry about paying me the support. And the support went away for a year or two or three. I had one where the support went away for 7 years. They got along great. Well, the minute the kid turned 18 and it was all done, the mother went in on a contempt for 7 years of support. The Supreme Court and the Appeals Court in Massachusetts says that child support is the benefit of a minor child. As a result, a minor child can't contract in Massachusetts, so they can't give you a waiver. That child can't give you a waiver of the support. The only person that can do that in this state is the court.
Okay.
Now, there may be a statute of limitations issue. 6 years for a breach of contract, for example, in Massachusetts, 3 years for a tort. So you didn't find out till you were 30. So there's another line of reasoning in Massachusetts called the discovery rule, which means that your statute of limitations doesn't toll until you could reasonably have discovered the issue. So the short answer is you may have a case. Very unusual set of facts. I'd like to do a little bit more looking on that one, but it's an interesting case.
508 text. A girl that I smashed is now pregnant. Okay. However, she has a boyfriend. so I'm not sure if it's mine. If I don't end up on the birth certificate, do I have rights and will I have to pay child support?
No. So if you are on the birth certificate and the voluntary acknowledgement, you're going to have to pay child support.
Okay.
If the boyfriend thinks that he's the dad and he goes on the voluntary acknowledgement and the birth certificate and 1 year passes, you're off the hook.
Just 1 year. You got to make it through 1 year.
But here's the thing. I mean, again, let's be real here. You may have a child and you are saying, I don't want to pay for my child or see my child. This is simple. This falls under wear a rubber.
Yeah, yes.
Pull out. A whole bunch of things that can happen. Not what do I do to avoid paying for this kid that I that I gave this girl.
Right.
Like, what is wrong with you, dude? You have a baby. If it's your baby, my advice is go to the hospital. Don't sign anything, but ask for a DNA test. Wouldn't you want to know if that's your kid? Like, what kind of a dirtbag says this? I'm sorry, I get charged up about this. Because he's hurting the kid. I mean,
he has DNA test.
So get a test. Ask for a test to find out if it is your child.
And then go love that kid, because that's what the world needs.
Okay, all right. Well, can we continue for a little bit? I got to take a 100%. Quick break. Okay, all right. With us in the studio, since it's a Wednesday, it is Larry Army Jr., and this is Ask an Attorney. We will continue with your free legal advice next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.